ministry, you've got to be flexible and always be willing to make audibles. And so we're going to make a quick audible for just a second, because I do know our other two seniors are here. And so we want to go ahead and recognize them for just a second. And so Gary and Kevin are going to help me with that. But our first one is Timothy Cobble. And Timothy, if you will come on up for us, please. And Timothy, as I mentioned before, is graduating from Denison High School, and his parents are Lisa and Mickey. And so, Timothy, if you'll stand here for just a second, we got one more. That is Skippy or Skylar Levesey. So, Skylar, come on up. And Skylar is graduating from Denison High School as well. And as I mentioned before, her parents, Aaron Levesey and Leslie Cooksey. And so these are the other part of our graduating seniors. And so we're thankful for them. Y'all can go ahead and have a seat. Thank you so much. We do not have a kids video this morning, but at this moment we do have kids classes, and so from I think it's 2 years old and up to sixth grade, you are dismissed to your classes. We are so, again, thankful just that you are here with us today. And today's lesson is going to be just a little bit different because we're going to be talking to our seniors kind of specifically, but I think the things that we talk about will be for all. And each of us can take some back into our own lives. But I will say this, this is one of my favorite Sundays of the year. Because we get, as we honor these seniors, I start thinking about, for the many that have been involved in our ministry, just the things that they've been a part of. This brings up some really great memories of our seniors. Mission trips and camps and Wednesday nights and Sunday nights and when we've had Monday night Bible studies in the past and just so many different things. It just brings up some great memories of our seniors. I'm just replaying some videos in my head right now. And so the one reason of loving this Sunday is that it just gets to remember those. And I'm thankful for those times that we've had together and thankful for the times that we've been able to be a part of just this first part of their journey. As we look today, I want you to think about, for just a second, is these young men and women are growing up fast, and most of them will be out of their house within the next couple months, whether it's at college or in an apartment or out on their own in some way. Most of them are either 18 already or about to be 18, so they are in adulthood, is what our country would say. They are adults. This is an important time for them. An important time because so much has happened in this last year of changes, but they're about to have even more changes coming up. So it just makes me mindful of all that is about to happen and all that has happened. Because for this senior class, they had the full year experience of COVID. That's got to have been tough. They missed out on some things. Last year's class missed out on some things. But this class, this whole year, has missed out on some different things that they were hoping. Things looked different. So they've already been through some trials, but then now things are starting to change. And if I had to guess, some parents are maybe feeling a little emotional because they also know in just a few weeks or months that their students will not be in the house or not be as close as they were because of just the high school relationship. And so things are changing for them. so this time for our families and our seniors is for the parents and their family and us as a church to pass the baton on to these seniors. We are now commissioning them and telling them it's their time to run. I mentioned baton. If you've ever watched the Olympics or maybe you ran track in high school, you know what it means to be the relay race and passing that baton and that next person, it's time, their time to run. I love watching the Olympics and specifically the relay races because and usually they're just so fast. But you get to see each one of how they run, and each one is a little bit different. And it's our time as these seniors are moving on, that they're running their own race in that sense. And they're going to start to, as they run their part of the race, then they're going to get ready to pass the baton on to someone else. But it's all these years that you have invested in these seniors are coming to this point. It's their time to shine. Their time to run and their time to shine. When I think about just passing it on and being someone who fed into others was Paul's letter to Timothy. And he continued to mentor Timothy. And in his letter, Paul wants Timothy to know, hey, it's now your time to go. And it will not be up on the screen today, so you can follow along and I'll tell you the different passages as we go. But 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Paul says to Timothy, "Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. You have heard me teach these things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others." Paul is telling Timothy, for you to run this race, and it's your time. He says, you heard me teach these things. You've watched me. You've learned from me. You've run alongside me is what I hear in my mind from this scripture of what Paul is talking about. You've been with me on this journey. But now it's your time to teach. Now it's your time to teach the truth to others, to pass them along, so they continue to be passed along. Senior, your parents have poured into you. Your family has poured into you. Your church family has poured into you. Your friends, mentors, your coaches, your teachers, they've all poured into you. And we know you have learned so much throughout these years that it's so much has been brought in. You've probably even forgotten quite a bit, but hopefully not the most important things. And so this morning, these words, we want to continue to pass on that baton to you to encourage you, challenge you, and hopefully some things that will help you as you head out on this next journey. So the first thing is we just think about passing on this baton as you run this race. I want you to think about, you've got to remember your foundation. Remember your faith is in Jesus Christ, who is your Savior. I think most importantly, remember that. I know many of your parents that they've been instilling this in your church family. We hope we have helped instill this into you. Jesus Christ is your Savior, your cornerstone. And as you head out on this next journey, and this goes for all of us, as we just live life, we got to remember that Jesus is our cornerstone. We must seek Him. Seek Him daily. Continue to build a relationship with Him. Make time for Him. Let Him guide you. Because those of us who are a little bit older can tell you, and there are always going to be little bumps in the road, sometimes bigger bumps. There are going to be some great things that happen that can even pull us away. But let Him guide you. Let him be your guide, but continue to seek him, because if you don't, it's easy to get steered away. Because there are so many distractions, good and bad. There could be some hard times coming up. There's going to be some great times coming up. You just never know what is going to be ahead. But on that note, as we're thinking, so the first part is just keep your foundation in him. Remember your faith. Remember who is your Savior. Because there will be some difficult times ahead. It will happen. You've already faced some difficult times. What's going to happen is you get out on your own, you've got a lot more decisions you have to make. And not just, hey, is the third time wearing these pants okay? Or should I, you know, do they need to be washed now? And if you have not learned how to do laundry, college is a great place. Or, you know, hopefully your mom can teach you before you leave. But you've got a lot of decisions. So those are not the hard, difficult times of just the little things. But the difficult times ahead, you're going to have to navigate relationships. We all navigate relationships every day. You're going to navigate maybe a new job, new life experiences, new places. Have new influences that maybe you haven't had those types of influences before. It'll be tough times as you get going and as you go out on your own, that you, where you might even feel like you're knee deep in cow manure. I can tell you from experience, unfortunately I have been there, literally and metaphorically, but growing up on a farm, we raised cows all growing up, and we would always work cows, and for some reason, being the only boy, my dad thought that meant that I needed to be the one in the corral in the chute pushing the cows up into the chute. Smells gross. Smells bad. It is gross. And it got everywhere. I never knew how much I was going to be stepping in of manure, how much was going to get on me during that time. It always happened. I would always come away covered. I probably wouldn't be married to Alyssa right now if she saw me on one of those days after working cows. She'd probably be like, yeah, this is not going to work. I try to be a little cleaner these days. But here's one thing I learned lately, and also knowing from my dad with this as well, because kind of back on track seems weird about saying that about manure, but someone with a little more farm knowledge, like maybe Kevin Dell, might say this is not completely right, but what I've heard and been told is manure is used to soften up hard soil, so that then the soil can be ready to produce more crops. You're going to go through difficult times, and there are going to be times where you look back and you're like, or not even look back, you just look up and you're like, I am not just knee-deep in manure, I am waist-deep, and there is so much junk going on around me, I don't know what to do. It's in those times that I believe, truly believe God is working. He's working at all times, but I also think there's times, sometimes, where he helps soften us up during those times. The difficult times where he says, hey, I know this is not fun. I know this is not great. That you're being shaped through this. You're being softened to be ready to produce in that next chapter I have for you. The next part of your story, I'm using this part to get you ready for that. So don't give up during this time. When you feel like things are just closing in around you, don't give up. Keep focused. Go back to God's word and see how he continued to shape people even in the difficult times. we can go in the New Testament, we can go in the Old Testament and see stories, I think, of Joseph. He comes to mind very quickly, of one who went through a lot of tough times. You could say he was waist deep in manure for quite a bit, but God continued to shape him and mold him into a time where he was used for his glory. Paul is another one, and from the New Testament, that God shaped even in difficult times, and even when things were going well in his faith, there were still a lot of difficult times that he faced. God continued to shape him and use him. And we are still talking about them today, 2,000 plus years ago. So, in life, and in for our seniors, you're going to have some difficult times. Keep focus. Keep the faith. Remember, go back to what I said at the beginning. Keep your foundation in Jesus, because that, when those times come, you're going to need it. Right? And know that maybe he's shaping you for something. But here's the other great thing. In life also, there's going to be a lot of great times. There's going to be a lot of good times that are ahead. One of these is today. And next week, and a week later for others who are graduating maybe a little later, that, man, it is exciting time. You're going to celebrate. You're going to have fun because you are graduating. This is kind of a culmination of this chapter. It's right now, and it is exciting. And then as you move off, or as you head this next step, you're going to make some new friends. You're going to get that new job that maybe you're excited about. You're going to have those new relationships. You're going to have some new experiences. I think back to my college years, and there are still people that I keep up with because those are the relationships that we formed and how God was creating and worked through. Unfortunately, there's only a couple from high school, but there's a lot more from college that I still keep up with. And even now, there's even more that I've met along my journey that continue to invest in me and my new friends, or now not new friends, they're old friends. And they've been through those good times with me. So there is a lot of good times that you are going to get to experience. With that, remember your family. Your parents still, and your grandparents, they still want to experience those with you. Call your mom. Call your dad. Share those good news. They'll be there when you have the bad times, but they also want to hear about the good times because they want to know that things are going well. Share with them. Make sure that you keep those connections. And enjoy those good times. But don't get caught up or distracted by those things. Because those can, just as like the bad things can pull us away, sometimes the good times can pull us away as well. Because we start thinking we can do it all on our own. Right? Don't let them pull you away from your faith. Continue to keep that foundation. In the good times and the bad times, we praise the Lord. Psalm 118, you can go back and read the whole theme. I want to highlight just a few verses this morning, thinking about the good times and the bad times, because I truly believe this psalm that says he's writing, he's facing bad times, and he's also talking about some good times where he has gone through as well. And so in verse 1, he says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." He doesn't say when. He just says, "Give thanks, for he is good, because his love endures forever." If you skip to verse 5, it says, "When hard-pressed in the difficult times, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into the spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" Difficult times. He's still praising the Lord. He knows who is true. In verse 15, he says, "Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. He's shouting to the Lord. He is saying, thank you for, through the good part. So you hear, you see, we can see the difficult and the good. Then he ends the psalm. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. The psalmist understands it. He understands how life is good and bad, but that we must praise our God. We give thanks to him because he sees us through it all. And his love for us endures forever. And the psalmist was even writing this before Jesus came. But it's, so it's even more true now because of the sacrifice of our Savior, our foundation. I was listening to a podcast this week. I listen to way too many podcasts at times. But it had a lot of good tidbits. And some of them you're hearing today. And one of them, he said, and I calculated it, and so this number is right. But we have 10,080 minutes a week. Seems like a lot. In some weeks, it seems like even more. Then other weeks, it seems like it's just flown by. But we have 10,080 minutes in a week. So roughly, we spend in church, let's say 80 to 90 minutes. Roughly. So it gives us the rest of the week, somewhere around 9,000 plus, almost 10,000 minutes. That's a lot of minutes. It's a lot of time. Seniors, you're going to have to manage your time even more now than maybe you've had to at this point. Because it's where Jesus is our foundation. We know we're going to go through good times. We know we're going to go through bad times, and we're praising him through it. How do we manage each week? How are you able to keep going and saying, all right, it's not just in those 80 minutes where I worship the Lord, or 90 minutes where I worship the Lord. It's, what about those other 10,000 minutes? The rest of the week. And I think this goes for all of us, but I encourage you, find a community. Find other believers to be in community with. Find people you can talk to. Find people that will continue to help shape you along the way. And this is, doesn't matter how old or young you are, this, I think, is still important for us that we find and have community that's building us. Because Psalms 27, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. What does this look like? How do you continue to be sharpened in your faith? And that is by the friends and the people that you surround and having that community to be with you. So in your 10,000 minutes, make sure that you have not just going to corporate worship, but make sure you are having a community of other believers that are not only feeding into you, that you get to feed into as well. Second thing I think that is important during our 10,000 minutes, serve others. Be mindful of serving others. I can tell you right now, you're thinking, I'll tell you this from experience, or at least from my experience, was, man, it's a lot about me right now. This is great. This is good. Right? Get a lot of gifts. Get highlighted for a while. There's a lot of good things. And we can almost be consumed in that. But if we want to be people of Christ and people who are using our 10,000 minutes wisely, we serve others. We start to put ourselves second, third, fourth down the line to say, I want to serve other people. Throughout Scripture, Jesus mentions times where just putting others first. You know, Matthew 25 is one of those great passages of just talking about putting others first. Those, the things you do for the least of these that we are doing for Him. So in our 10,000 other minutes, serve. There are so many opportunities to serve. Whether you are local, whether you are out in other places, at college, I promise you, on college campuses, there are so many places to serve. But for those of us here, man, there are so many places to serve. You can serve here. You can serve at the Barnabas Center. You can serve at the local community outreach places here in Texoma area. There are so many opportunities that many times we overlook because we say, oh, we're too busy. If we start managing our 10,000 minutes and saying, well, I'm supposed to be using them for the Lord, then you are serving. There are so many in here that are already doing that, but make sure that you are serving others. Keep service as a part of your 10,000 minutes a week. Share the gospel. In Matthew 28, Jesus says, go and make disciples. Go out and make disciples. Continue to reach others. Continue to share. As we mentioned, hey, you're passing on this baton. You have to pass it on to others. Use your 10,000 minutes to share the gospel. Share the good news with other people. And just last little point of the 10,000 minutes, love others and love hard. Our God loved us so much that He gave us His Son for us. John 13, verse 34 says, love one another as I have loved you. And just those few things in our 10,000 minutes, I mean, if we do those, they can fill up fast. And they can be used for some great things. So in close, remember your foundation. Know there's going to be some difficult times. God can see you through. Know there's going to be good times. Don't get distracted by the good times. Continue to seek your Savior. Find a good community. Serve others, share the gospel, and love others. I think are so important for all of us each and every day. So as we close, I want to do something real quick. And so graduating seniors, if you will stand for us, please. Just stand where you're at. You don't have to come up front. Just stand. We got a great group. They're about to go out. They're about to move on. And so before, I'm going to pray over them in just a second, but we want to commission you. This is your time that we want you to know that we trust you, we believe in you. We can't wait to see what God has planned for you. So I want you to hear these words from Paul as he writes to Timothy. This is chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. This is why I remind you to fan into flames a spiritual gift God gave you. When I laid my hands on you, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Those words that we want you to hear, we want you to know. And family that are around the seniors, if you will, just put a hand on them. We're going to pray over them. And those that are close to the family, you can put your hands on them if they're okay with it. I know it's still a little different times. But we want you to know that we are so excited to see where God has and will lead you. And so let's pray together. God, as you see these seniors in front of us this morning and that are heading out to their own adult lives, Lord, many of them are already have so many responsibilities and so many things going on. And Lord, we know as it just it continues to grow as they head out on their own. But Lord, we know that they have learned and they have grown in you. And we pray that they just continue to seek you as they grow into their adult lives. Lord, we pray for their parents this time as they have poured 18 years, maybe even 19 years into their students, their kids. Lord, we pray that you bless the parents. Give them peace. Give them just comfort as they, Lord, let their kids go and run. Lord, I'm thankful for this church who is so proud and so supportive of their youth. A church that loves unconditionally. A church that wants their youth to come to know you and to be Christ-following adults. So, Father, I thank you for this church, and I pray that we continue to surround these students even as they leave. Lord, they're going to need us at times. And so I pray that you continue to place us in points where we can be a support. But we also ask that as if they go off to new places, that you will have a church family waiting on them to surround them there and to continue to support them. And Lord, for the students and the people that these students will come in contact with that don't know Jesus, we pray that you open doors where they are able to share it with them. That they can pass that baton on to someone else and say, hey, it's your time to run now as well. And both run to you. And as they continue to shine and share the love of Christ to others. God, I thank you for just this time we had together this morning. But not just today, but I thank you for the years that you have blessed up to this point. And pray that you will just continue to bless these students, these families, and not just that, but bless this church and help us to be a light to you in this world. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Church, again, I just want to say thank you for honoring these seniors, but as I said in the prayer, for how you support our youth ministry and our youth, and just continue to do that. And we love you and are so thankful for that. And I hope this has been a challenge for you as well. Let's go live our 10,000 minutes for him. Let's stand and sing.
As we sing this next song together, this is